the first law of the Aina. Don't be choosy. Eat what is available. So you pick whoever you want to pick and take to Africa Cup. Let it just... I think we should be able to look at things well in time. Let's not jump on the wagon when it's moving. Let's jump on it when it has these problems so that we can fix them well in time.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's a couple of voice notes. We're going to play them after 8:25 because we've got an AFCON update coming up. So Tavo Musonda, please just hold on. I'm going to play those two voice notes just after 8:20 this morning. It's 8 o'clock. Time for your news with Patty. And that's how we wrap up, by the way. Breakfast with Stanbic.
That was Breakfast with Stanbic, connecting you to insights and opportunities that help you keep growing with Stanbic. We believe in Zambia's growth. We believe in families like the Cortas. Up at sunrise, ready to face each day. We believe in Mwabe, who sees a bright future in the digital world, in Matuzio's new law firm, and in Richard Temple, ready to own his family home. Every first step counts. We believe in James Monga's growing agro dealership, in our homegrown businesses, big and small. In transportation, in construction, in mining, in manufacturing, in the energy sector. Every account, every transaction, every load, every digital service. It's the strength of every Zambian who strives to keep growing. Stanbic Bank. Let's keep growing.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Time of Phoenix is 8:01.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Win number money 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Chaliro ku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters.
The headlines. Truck drivers sustain DRC border crossing boycott as government steps in to address concerns. Government aims to address concerns behind U.S. travel restrictions. And in global news, officials say U.S. is pursuing a third oil tanker linked to Venezuela. Good morning, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM main news. A protest by the Southern Africa Truck Drivers Association, which has seen members stop crossing into the Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, has continued and is expected to intensify today. Association President Eugene Nglovu says that the peaceful protest is aimed at protecting drivers from the increasingly hostile environment in the DRC, where some truck drivers have reportedly been killed. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Nglovu added that the protest seeks to bring all relevant stakeholders together to agree on measures to ensure the safety and security of drivers in the DRC, especially after dialogue with authorities has reportedly failed. Reports of violent attacks and killings of drivers continue to rise, with the latest incident involving a driver identified as Martin Chivanga, who was reportedly killed on 14 December. The association has stopped its members from crossing the border between Zambia and the DRC, saying it was forced to take proactive action, alleging that both the Zambian and Congolese governments have failed to implement adequate measures to guarantee the safety of truck drivers.
By the end of the day, protest will gain momentum. It's not like people are trying to experiment. The environment in DRC is very, very hostile currently. And we cannot expect or rather encourage people to go where the environment is not conducive. So basically the peaceful protest is to bring to the table all relevant stakeholders so that we agree on the way forward.
Meanwhile, Commerce, Trade and Industry Minister Chipoka Mulenga says government sympathizes with the affected truck drivers and is taking steps to address the hostile conditions they face in the DRC. Mr. Mulenga has further revealed that discussions are underway to facilitate the repatriation of the body of the truck driver who was recently killed in the DRC so that he can be laid to rest in Zambia.
Government has always been committed to making sure that we resolve this issue, and we'll continue to do that. We will not relent, because the drivers, be it from South Africa, from Namibia, from Botswana and Zambia, they are our people whom we are so concerned about. We politicians must learn to act responsibly sometimes, where we have seen some other people are trying to incite them to act otherwise. The loss of the life of a brother that we have is not political. It is a sad development where all of us should come together as a country, as the president has shown direction, leadership, where he did not even hesitate but had to engage the DRC government to see how fast we can do this. For now, we want to repatriate the remains of our dear brother.
Zambia Wake Up Party leader Howard Kunda has urged government to thoroughly examine the factors that led to Zambia's inclusion on the list of countries placed under partial travel restrictions by the United States of America and to identify practical measures to address the concerns raised. Under its border security and national interest policies, the U.S. government has indicated that the restrictions are intended to prevent the entry of foreign nationals about whom it lacks sufficient information to adequately assess potential risks. Commenting on this development, Mr. Kunda says there is a growing public speculation over the possible reasons behind the U.S. decision, with some citizens pointing to alleged misapplication of public funds and other issues highlighted in the latest Auditor General's report, as well as the subsequent passage of Bill 7. Mr. Kunda is further urging the Zambian government to avoid being perceived as aligned to any particular Western or European country, emphasizing the importance of maintaining an independent, balanced foreign policy that prioritizes Zambia's national interests. He stressed the need for Zambia to preserve and strengthen its diplomatic relations with the U.S., citing long-standing bilateral cooperation between the two countries, particularly in the health sector.
In any society where I think there are issues to do with misapplication of funds, the Auditor General has come up with an audit report that he is talking about the issues to do with the councils, money being misapplied, being misappropriated. You see, these are some of the things that the international community also look at. The democracy in the country, there are so many things that are happening.
Home Affairs and Internal Security Minister Jack Mwimbu says government is not afraid to repeal the Public Order Act and replace it with the proposed Public Gatherings Bill. Mr. Mwimbu has emphasized that the bill has already been submitted to the Ministry of Justice, adding that government intends to complete the legislative process before the 2026 general elections. He explains to Phoenix News that the timing reflects government's determination to implement the reforms even in an election year without fear or hesitation. Mr. Mwimbu noted that the Ministry of Justice will undertake legal scrutiny and any necessary drafting before the bill is presented to Parliament, where it will undergo the required committee stages and voting process to become law. He has emphasized that the proposed legislation is aimed at enhancing the safety and security of citizens during public gatherings, particularly those of a political nature.
I want to state that we have nothing to fear, and we ensure that that public gatherings bill is enacted as soon as possible, but before the coming general elections.
The Zambia Association of Citizen Contractors has described 2025 as a challenging year for its members, citing the absence of major infrastructure projects. Association President Mutale Mpepo says government offloaded very few projects.